From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, what it's like to look out at the skyline during class. First, another North Texas charter school in trouble. The state last month shut down Prime Prep Academy, co-founded by Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. Family or Faith Family Academy is twice as big, with more than 2,000 kids at its campus in Oak Cliff. If the state follows through, Bill Zeeble reports Faith Family could be the biggest charter in North Texas to close.
The three strikes rule enacted 2 years ago in what's known as Senate Bill 2 is pretty straightforward, according to Dieta Culbertson, spokeswoman with the Texas Education Agency.
Anytime a charter school has 3 years of poor academic ratings or 3 years of poor financial accountability ratings or a combination thereof, the commissioner has to revoke the charter.
Faith Family School officials sent notes home and posted the ratings online as required by law. But at a school program just before the holidays, with hundreds of kids and parents in the gym, Stella Oziri knew nothing about the threatened charter.
It's news to me, but then I think shutting down the school will be a big minus to a whole lot of parents and kids. But I think something needs to be done quickly.
Oziri, with her five-year-old here, wasn't the only parent in the dark. She likes Faith Family and says her daughter's doing well and the school is good. But that doesn't mean it is. Remember Prime Prep? Senate Bill 2 was the legislature's attempt to add teeth to charter rules.
The way Senate Bill 2 came into be and then it being retroactive, I was in shock.
Molly Purcell's been superintendent at Faith Family for 3 years. She says the charter fixed its financial problems long ago, but state statistics are always 2 years behind, so the years of good marks don't count. And those consecutive bad academic years? She says almost all of her students are at-risk kids, and every one of them qualifies for free or reduced price lunch.
You're talking about almost 100% English language learners, and if they're not learning English instead of Spanish, their home situation and their poverty situation is so much to the fact that they are probably 500 vocabulary words behind of where they need to be.
Purcell says before Senate Bill 2, these kids got testing and ratings breaks from the state. No more. She fears this argument that the state law isn't fair will not convince the TEA. So Faith Family Academy, with operations in Waxahachie and Oak Cliff, will try Plan B.
Because we have two charter schools, what we are asking the commissioner to do is that we are asking him to allow us to expand the Waxahachie charter and use the facilities and the property at Oak Cliff to serve the students under the Waxahachie charter.
That means Faith Family would give up its Oak Cliff charter. Purcell says the Waxahachie charter meets state standards and would just be doing what at least one other charter school in Texas has been allowed to do. It may be a long shot, though. Almost every charter school that's appealed a state revocation has failed. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Downtown Dallas doesn't have a full-fledged university. It has three branches of colleges, all based at the University Center at Dallas. The biggest by far is an arm of Texas A&M Commerce. So big, in fact, it's just moved into a shiny new home next to the Majestic Theater. Stella Chavez stopped by.
Many students enrolled in Texas A&M Commerce classes agree on one thing. The new building at 1910 Pacific Place is way nicer than the old digs.
Windows. Artsy people love windows, and that is probably the biggest difference. The square footage, fantastic, things like that, but it's really just the environment is different, and coming from an artistic background, we really kind of absorb, you know, our surroundings.
That's Holly Mayo, a visual communications student who was on her way to class. Renovations began in October, and students and staff moved in last month. Last week, university officials celebrated the newly expanded center, which includes 42,000 square feet of space across three floors.
So, like I mentioned, it was literally a box.
That's Araceli Cadena. She's the coordinator of recruitment and advising for University Center. She's giving a tour of the new space, which includes a larger student store, class areas, conference rooms, and a student lounge.
coffee, microwave. So you have everything that you could possibly need.
Cadena says staying in this location is key because the school offers educational opportunities to a specific demographic. About 80% of the center's 1,300 students are enrolled in A&M Commerce, and the majority take graduate-level courses.
Being in downtown Dallas, where we have new corporations, new businesses moving, we just see a large need for that in order to be able to provide an educational facility to a growing economy.
Cadena says some of the professors come from local businesses like the financial consulting firm Deloitte, and many of the students come from the Dallas Federal Reserve, 7-Eleven Corporation, DART, City of Dallas, and the Dallas Independent School District.
These are your working professionals that come here to take classes because it's convenient for them.
But students also come from area community colleges. The University Center actually goes back 20 years and was called the Dallas Education Center. The original building is located in what was once Josky's department store at 1901 Main Street. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board established the center so people living and working in or near downtown would have access to college.
That's it?
Nadia Charania runs Sundry Shop in the 20-story Pacific Place building. She's hopeful the school's expansion means she'll be busier. She's already extended the hours of operation.
Thank you. They told us that the school are coming and you will get more business. So from last 1 year, just waiting for that to come in and we get some nice, you know, good business students coming in.
One of those students, Cora Woodward, took a break from classes to enjoy a new dining and lounge area. She says she likes how the tables are right next to large windows that look out to downtown.
I feel connected to the city and not just cooped up in a little dark room. So.
And she adds, students finally get their own microwave. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
And on the way out, whether you live in a high-rise or a neighborhood, there's always that chance of a spirited dog next door. Dallas city officials are looking to decrease how long pet owners can let their dogs bark. The city's animal ordinance currently states a person commits an offense if he or she knowingly lets their dog loud bark continue more than 15 consecutive minutes near a private residence. The director of Dallas Animal Services wants to shorten that to 5 minutes, but the Dallas assistant city attorney says doing so would increase the amount of complaints the city gets. A city panel will study the issue again next month. We've got sunny skies in the forecast today. The high should reach 75 this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 48. And then tomorrow, we start off sunny, but then turn cloudy with a chance of afternoon sprinkles. Should also be cooler, too, with a high of 65. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas, 49 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.